Welcome to the Regan Van Roy Tax Podcast. I'm excited to have you with me today as we tackle an intriguing topic in the world of tax, a recent decision from the Supreme Court of Zambia that's making waves in the tax community. We'll dive into the Zambia Revenue Authority versus Nestlé Zambia Limited transfer pricing case, a judgment that's bound to be a significant reference point for taxpayers and revenue authorities alike. To set the stage, Nestlé Zambia Limited, or NZL, operates as a distribution company for Nestlé products in Zambia, sourcing these products from various related parties around the world. Between 2010 and 2014, NZL found itself in the red, which attracted the attention of the Zambia Revenue Authority, or ZRA. What followed was a transfer pricing audit that led to revised tax assessments, igniting a legal battle that rose all the way to the Supreme Court. So, what were the core issues in this case? First up was the question of NZL's role. Was it merely a limited risk distributor, or did it operate as a full-fledged distributor, taking on considerable entrepreneurial risks? This classification would influence how NZL's operations were viewed in the larger web of Nestlé's global business. Next, we have the matter of comparability. ZRA relied on benchmarks from other regions, particularly Western Europe, to challenge the pricing of NZL's transactions. This resulted in a debate on whether foreign comparables were appropriate when local data wasn't available. Finally, the burning question of who bears the burden of proof. Should it be the ZRA, or does that weight fall on NZL to prove that its transactions were conducted at arm's length? The Supreme Court's decision clarified a few key points. They ruled that once the ZRA issues an assessment, it's up to the taxpayer to prove otherwise. In simpler terms, NZL had to show that its pricing aligned with independent market practice. The court also sided with the notion that NZL should be considered a limited risk distributor, noting that significant risks and strategic decision-making were handled by entities outside Zambia, and about those foreign comparables. The verdict was in, it's perfectly acceptable to use them as long as they are harmonized with the local economic conditions or adjusted appropriately. Why does this matter? For starters, this was a landmark ruling in Zambia that clarified the burden of proof in such cases, emphasizing the necessity for thorough functional analysis and accurate characterization in transfer pricing disputes. Moreover, it's a reminder that while global benchmarks can be useful, they need to be appropriately contextualized to the local economic landscape. So, what are the takeaways for multinational enterprises operating in Zambia and beyond? Ensure your benchmarking data is airtight and that you're ready to demonstrate how it applies within your specific economic context. Be aware that authorities will closely scrutinize persistent losses, especially in entities claiming limited risk status. Having solid documentation and a clear demonstration of your pricing strategy's alignment with your business profile is more crucial than ever. As we wrap up this episode, consider this case a beacon for understanding where the responsibility lies in transfer pricing audits and the critical role of international benchmarks. Thanks for tuning into the Regan Van Roy Tax Podcast. Remember to check back for more insights and discussions on making tax fascinating, accessible, and relevant for you. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, feel free to reach out. Until next time, keep those tax codes handy and your curiosity alive.